Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the podcast. In this one, we're going back to last year's PPM Live, where Anil Gupta gives an inspirational talk about how if you want to change, you have to change. He says that you can't measure your success based on other people and to stop comparing yourself to others, because you never know what someone else is going through and how they define success. Anil is a Planet Paul favorite, so much so that he'll be making another special appearance this year at PPM Live 2023. Be prepared to laugh, cry, and be inspired all at the same time, as well as discover your life in a way that you didn't know possible. Don't miss Anil on stage this year. Go to ppmlive23.com to book your seat for this year's PPM Live in October, and enjoy the episode.
The past does not equal the future. So the past is gone. Create a brand new future today by making those decisions and not living in the past. Oh, the last time I did that, I failed. Oh, the last time I tried that, it didn't work. Don't do that. Ask yourself, how can I change? What can I change? Who do I need to become? What's stopping me? What can I do right now? What if I tried that? What if it failed? Try again. What if it failed? Try again. There is no failure. Einstein, there is no failure. He failed many times. So many people have failed many times. Don't be a perfectionist. You have to show up. If you didn't show up to this event, if you don't show up at future events, what are you going to learn? You don't know who you're sitting next to. One conversation can change your life. I remember I met a friend on a plane. He introduced me to someone else. We met in Croatia. We were on a boat. He was on a mega boat. I didn't know he was a billionaire. I had no clue. He said, hey, come on board with us. My son and I were on his boat for 10 days. We didn't know who he was. You never know who you're sitting next to. You never know how you made them feel. You never know the impact you have on other people. So if you were to be so amazing that you couldn't be ignored, guess what would happen? Your life would change. You would change someone else's life. It's about who you're being, not who you're doing. We are human beings. Everything's about mindset. Change your mindset, change your life. Most expensive real estate in the world, in between your ears. What did I say about expectations? The more expectations you have in life, it went up to 18 minutes. The more expectations you have in life, the more painful life will become for you. We have more expectations for family than we do for friends. Who has a, this is, if I've got 17 minutes, this is going to be great. Who has a feeling of not being worthy here? Anybody? No? Who was that? You. Who doesn't feel worthy? Come on, come on. Give him a hand, ladies and gentlemen. Come. You have some money? I need $100. Okay. So he's unworthy and poorer now. Okay, so all of us have this feeling of not being worthy, okay? All of us. But the secret is, don't live in that world. I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. There's something wrong with me. I'm lovable. It's okay to feel that way. I was feeling that way this morning. I was feeling, shit, what am I doing here? I'm an imposter. They've got all these great speakers, and there's me. Imposter syndrome. It's okay to have it, but don't live in it. Okay, how much is that worth?
$100.
Okay, it's worth $100. I want you to say to it, you're not worthy.
You're not worthy.
How much is it worth?
$100.
You are stupid. You're a failure. How much is it worth?
You're still worth $100.
Yeah, it's always worth $100, no matter what you do to it, correct? So imagine you are that $100 note. And someone says something to you. Does your value change?
No.
It doesn't change, correct? So you are the highest denominational currency there is. Nothing can change that. Think about that. Conceptually, he understands it. But he has a BS. Any kids here? He has a belief system that overrides this. Now, no matter what happens, your value never changes unless you let that value change. Okay? So, this $100 note is worth $100, yes? Yes? It's not. So, if you gave this $100 to the people at Starbucks, you'd get $100 worth of goods. That same $100 would buy another $100 worth of goods somewhere else, which would buy another set of goods somewhere else. So, it's priceless. So, you are that same note. Wherever you go, you bring value. We had lunch the other day. You brought me great value. Okay? Does anyone know this guy? Okay, does he bring value to you? Why do you think he feels unworthy? Do you not love him? Okay, so all the people who know and love this guy, please stand up. Okay. Do you know these people? Do you believe them? Why?
Because I choose to.
Yes. It's a choice. It's a choice. Choose. What are you going to choose today?
To believe in myself and value myself.
To believe in myself and value myself. What else are you going to choose? To be loved and to be love. It's not a doing, it's a being. You look at a baby, it's pure love. How do you feel?
Feel great.
Feel great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, brother. It's that easy. Change your mind, change your mindset, and we never know the impact we have on other people. You know, I was at a bar in Celebration, and a man came up to me and said, Anil, you gave a talk 3 years ago, you changed my life. I had no idea who he was, and several people have come up to me as well. I apologize, I can't remember. But I know that I always show up, and if you ever sit with Paul, he always shows up. He's always helping us. I was having coffee with him the other day. He was helping me. He said, hey, bring your son. He can do this, 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 and this, and this. Because it's that authenticity. It's who you're being. Show up the best version of you. Be authentic. Be aligned. Infinite patience produces immediate results. If you know that everything will be well in the end, imagine you have a practice and you know that everything will be well in the end, you can be at peace now. So I'm Indian, so with our kids, we want them to get very, very high grades, like 100 out of 100. If my kid comes home with 99, I would ask him, what went wrong? You know, it's like something wrong. Then I would get him a tutor, extra classes, because I was concerned about how I would look in the community. And one day I realized I'm doing this for me, not for him. So I said to my son, you don't need a tutor anymore. He said, Dad, are you sure? I said, yeah. Let it go. And he blossomed. If I'd have known that he would blossom in time, I wouldn't have to worry. I wouldn't have to stress. Infinite patience produces immediate results. Everything will be well in the end. And if it's not well, it's not the end. reframe. My son's really messy. So he'd have his clothes here and his socks here, and I would get annoyed at him. Then one day I was watching a movie, and in that movie, the son gets killed. And I thought, wow, if that was my son, would I really worry about this stuff on the floor? No. So I reframed it, saying, oh my God, thank God he's at home. What could you reframe in your life? Who could you reframe in your life? In that instant, we had a reframe here. Quality question. Who can you reframe? What can you reframe? How can you reframe? You know, change your definition, you change your life. So who's not successful here? Who doesn't feel successful? Okay, so if you just stand up. She does not feel successful. And do you know why? Because of the definition she chooses. Did you poop this week? I hope it's a yes. Normally I say a day, but sometimes they say no. You pooped. Okay. So the definition of success you have doesn't serve you. But if you change your definition to success is making progress, are you not successful? Make it easy to be successful. Thank you. Thank you for owning up. I didn't feel successful this morning. I was comparing myself to other people. Oh, he's got like 800 million. I've got 800 bucks. You know, what's the difference? Big difference. We're always comparing, so stop comparing. You know, do you know Nick Vujicic, the guy with no arms and no legs? So I was at a conference there, and he was on a table here, and I was sat just there, and I was ready to catch him just in case he fell. And he was saying, look, guys, I've got 17 companies. I'm doing this, this, and this. And he said, I'm having the most miserable time of my life. There's a lot of stuff going on in my life. It's difficult. So we never know what other people are going through. So I said, look, hey, let me help you. So I'm just waiting for him to come back. Give. I didn't want anything from him. So here's a gift. Let me help you if you want it. If you're not, you don't. I wasn't attached. Everyone is going through stuff. It's okay. But the mindset will determine how you handle it. Today's the day. What decisions have you made? How can you show up? The more attachments you have, the more painful your life is. Remember, we talked about tone. What's your tone? Women are very sensitive to tone. Men are very sensitive to tone. If my wife uses a certain tone, I said, honey, I can't listen to you if you use that tone. Change your tone and I will do anything for you. Communication. But it's said with love. We talked about financial freedom. What's better than financial freedom? Freedom. Adversity. All the speakers have had adversity. But adversity is your friend. It's not what happens. It's who you become. Who are you going to become? Are you going to become unstoppable, fearless, happy, joyous, playful, fun? Or not? Choose. It's a choice. But make that choice. Adversity happens to you, okay, until you decide it's for you. When I fell and grabbed that cactus, that adversity happened to me. Until I became grateful, then it happened for me. I have a great story now. It's not what happens, it's who you become. Adversity is your friend. This is the adversity you need to throw at your kids. Now, for life to change, you must change. You know how a caterpillar becomes a butterfly, yes? It goes into a cocoon, then it sprouts, and then it becomes a butterfly, correct? But if you see the butterfly or trying to spread its wings and you see it's having difficulty and you help it, you're actually not helping it because it needs the pressure to get the air in all its wings to be able to fly. So isn't this what we do with our families, with our kids? We try and help them, but adversity is your friend. For you to change your life, you have to change. You have to go through it. And it's okay if you're having a tough time. But remember, you'll get through it. And this too shall pass. And this too shall pass. You must change, ladies and gentlemen. You know, the definition of insanity is if you continue doing the same thing over and over again, expecting the same result. That's insanity. You must change. You must take action. There must have been at least 50 things that you could take action on this weekend. Even if you take action on 5, you know, the 80-20 rule, we spoke about that. 20% of your actions will give you 80% of your results. What is that 20%? Any singles out here, single people? No singles? No single people? Where are they? Can you just stand up? Okay, there's one over there. There's one over there, anyone? I'll tell you the biggest dating mistake that people make. They say yes to a relationship until it doesn't work, and then it's a no. It's the wrong way around. You say no to a relationship until it's a yes. This is the same with your employees. You say no until it's a yes. You do your due diligence. You test them out. You wouldn't look at a house and say, oh, I'll buy that without doing your due diligence. Do your due diligence on your partners, on your employees, and then hire once and hire right. And I think Paul's got a book on that. It's a no until it's a yes. I used to have an optometry practice, and I was scared to death. One of the girls would leave. Then I would just get someone else. And it wasn't the right decision, but it was based on fear. Never make a decision based on fear. Do your due diligence. What you focus on is what you get. That's the formula. Give, grow, gratitude. The three keys to living a fulfilled life. And isn't that what you want? You want the feeling of fulfillment. You don't want to be motivated. Motivation is external. You want to be inspired, which is internal. You don't want happiness, which is external. You want fulfillment. Imagine you're in a race. What's the most important part of a race? The start or the finish? It's the finish, isn't it? Yeah? You know, you heard James speak that it's the finish. So all of you are in a race. You've started, now the rest of your race is the finish. How are you going to finish? Are you going to finish strong, powerful, unstoppable? Are you going to get up, wait another day? What did James do? He didn't give up. He could have given up many times, but no. And then when he did the 100, he said, let me do one more. The decisions you make today will determine how you finish this race, how you finish the rest of your life. The expert in anything was once a beginner. Was James Bourne a marathon Ironman athlete? No, nowhere near. So you may not be the expert right now. But with due diligence, with practice, with learning, with implementation, with more learning, more implementation, attending these events, talking to people, asking for advice. You know, I'm in a mastermind. I asked someone for help. Oh my God, it was a 12-minute conversation with this beautiful soul. Changed my life. 12 minutes. So if there's someone here that you know is doing better than you, or you know that they've got a certain skill set, reach out to them. They will help you, and vice versa. The expert in anything was once a beginner. You don't have to be perfect at everything. You have resources.
Thank you for listening to Paul Goff's audio experience. If you're brand new to Paul's world, head on over to paulsmarketingbook.com, where you can get started with his number one best-selling marketing book for physical therapists. Or if you've been listening to the show for a while, you like what you hear and you think that you could benefit from this type of help to accelerate the growth and profitability of your practice, reach out to Paul's team at paul@paulgoff.com and tell us exactly what you're looking for. And by the way, if you know someone who would benefit from today's show, please share it with them. And if you've got any questions that you want answered, tweet Paul at @thepaulgoff using the hashtag AskPG. You can also find all of these details over in today's show notes. All right, until next time, have a wonderful day.